Welcome to the fourth hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Hello, I'm Little Jimmy Dickens of the Grand Ole Opry. You're listening to KNEL, Brady, Texas, and to my friend, Tracy Pitcock.
There. on my sleeve, and the smile that I've been saving just for you. When your nights are dark and cold, and you need someone to hold, I'll be there to help you through it. I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be there. Holding hands when there is silver in your hair.
Great. Daryl McCall for you. Just ask me for a lifetime and I'll be there. That was written by Gian McCall and, of course, sung by her dad, Daryl McCall, for you. We had a wonderful time in Fredericksburg, Texas last Saturday, and they just, it was a neat night. It was a Pats Hall celebration night. I know most of you are not old enough to have gone to Pats Hall in Fredericksburg, Texas, but it was an old dance hall there in Fredericksburg, and a lot of the greats played there throughout the years, and they had kind of a reunion show. Daryl McCall was part of it, and Tony Booth, Bill Smallwood, who I don't think I've seen Bill Smallwood since he played one of the World's Championship Barbecue Goat Cook-Offs here many years ago. It was so good to see Bill Smallwood as a part of that, and also Mark Scott. Mark Scott did his hit Stand Up Fool, and I may play that here in a few minutes. I love that song. Good to see Mark Scott from over in San Saba. George Chambers and the Country Gentlemen were there, and I just sat there and soaked every bit of it up, just like a sponge. And of course, Sammy Gaswhite and the Wagon Aces and all the gang did a tremendous job backing a lot of those entertainers, and it was just so much fun. And man, I just had a great time, and I appreciated being able to be a part of that. Good to hear from my dear friend Gay Stevens, and she's tuned in tonight listening to us, and always, she's always good at requesting great music, including this one from the great Archie Blue.
Got to take Ruby home. next day for staying out all night on Tarbadale Road. Ruby and me, together we saw the light. Sometimes I go back on Tarbadale Road and look at Ruby's old yard. It's full of weeds, she is gone, but my name's on her cattle guard. The dance hall is gone, the church still stands, there's memories untold. And whenever I want a simple smile, I drive Tarbadale Road. I hit my first deer,
everyone. This is Loretta Lynn, and you're listening to My Kind of Country right here on KNEL, and you're listening to Tracy Pitcox in the heart of Texas.
I just can't get it through my head. You love another now instead.
For you. There's one called Before I'm Over. You heard from Loretta last week, and she's sounding good and doing well. She, of course, isn't working any longer, but she's enjoying being back home in Hurricane Mills, Tennessee, and certainly she's spent enough hours and days and weeks and months and years on the road to be able to enjoy her life now. 90 years young. But one of the greatest ladies, one of the greatest singers I've ever known. Up next, here's one for my little mama. Tonight I had lunch with Mother today, and Mom and Connie and Paul and Betty. She likes this particular song going back a few years ago from E.T. and all those Texas troubadours. Here's one called Another Story, written by Arlie Duff in Austin, Texas.
No regrets, no hard feelings, it's over. Good times together are through. I'll have a lifetime of memories. to keep me going. I wouldn't take back one moment spent with you. I can't say that you're leaving won't hurt me, but it's nothing that time can't erase. And someday another story, another time, another place. And one day I'll be sitting with another, and suddenly a smile will cross my face. If she asks me what's so funny, then I'll tell her. Another story, another time, another place. So no regrets, no hard feelings, it's over. Yes, it hurts me, 'cause I lost out in the race. But someday story, another time, another place. And one day I'll be sitting with another, and suddenly a smile will cross my face. If she asks me what's so funny, then I'll tell her. Another story, another time, another place.
You're a hard habit to break, and it took all that to say goodbye.
Save her. a minute for us to finally end it. I guess we seen it coming for some time. Talk it over, but it took us all night long to say goodbye. Now the flame is gone, I know, and the ashes have grown cold, and the love we had we'll never have again.
Called It Took Us All Night Long to Say Goodbye, and that's a great one. Great song from Daryl McCall on the Hits Radio program tonight. My friend Mim Douglas celebrated a birthday this week. She's turned 92 years young there in Athens, Texas, and of course, for many years, she was married to the great Tony Douglas. My granny always said that Tony Douglas always looked like he just stepped out of a powder box. I didn't understand that for a long time, but I finally figured out what she was talking about. But I thought I'd go back and pick up one from Tony Douglas. And what a great song this is. This is one called Portrait of a Fool.
I gave you a mansion on the highest hill. Bought your love with silver. Bent you to my will. Our first anniversary, I built you a pool, then gave you a portrait, the portrait of a fool. That's me. Take a good look, ain't that a jewel? That's me. That's the portrait of a fool. See those lines of heartache on that lonely face. Each one holds a memory that nothing can erase. Look real close for tear stains beneath those eyes so cool. Now you've seen a portrait, the portrait of a fool. That's me. Look, ain't that a jewel? That's me. That's the portrait of a fool. That's me. Take a good look, ain't that a jewel? that's me. Well, that's the portrait of a fool.
I mentioned earlier tonight we saw Mark Scott Saturday in Fredericksburg, and he did a great job. I think he probably sang 30, 45 minutes with Sammy Gaswide and all the Wagon Aces. And I was very proud that he did this particular song, which was always my favorite Mark Scott song.
Stand up, fool. Let everyone see the funny way you're laughing, the tears that could never be. Stand up, fool. You wouldn't listen to me. Your love will be paid by me.
Mark told me that I was a fool. I could have your love if I played by your rules. I just laughed, said you wouldn't hurt me. Now my heart cries out these words to me.
Stand up, fool. Let everyone see the funny way you're laughing, the tears that could never be. Stand up, fool. You wouldn't listen to me. Now the price of your love will be paid by me.
To explain and apologize, but my heart won't listen, it just wants to cry. Found a new love, tried to make her believe you walked out. Now my heart cries to me.
Tears that could never be. Stand up, fool. Wouldn't listen to me. Now the price of your love will be paid by me. The price of your love will be paid by me.
Got a very nice message from Virginia Jennings, who lives in Granville, Ohio. And she is tuned in with us tonight on the Hits Radio program. And she asked me to play this song from Carl Smith.
sign, winding river,
deep water, so deep in love with you.
There's that look upon your face every time I look your way. It says, let's slip away and meet someplace. Wanting you the way I do, if my conscience don't show through,
I've always known tonight just had to come. You've always had some kind of hold on me. There's one thing I know that's true. If you want me like I want you, my thoughts do all the time.
Soon be doing what my thoughts do all the time. There's Tony Booth and Kim Murray for you on the Hits Radio Show tonight with Billy Joe Spears by request.
I'm to go. How it makes me sad to think the good old days are gone. Although our love is still that strong today, but the world would have a lot more lovers hanging on if they still make 57 Chevrolets.
Cajun music.
Well, Cajun music McCall. Tonight.
Yeah.
And by who?
Daryl McCall.
I'll do it for you.
Thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Down in Louisiana, close to Lafayette, I met a girl named Gigi that I never will forget. She wanted me to take her to a place called Fontenot. That's where I got acquainted with Jean-Pierre Bordeaux. He don't pull no P-Row, he don't cook no gumbo. He ain't seen the bio since he was 10 years old. But you can't find a Cajun in all of Louisiana that don't love the fiddling of Jean-Pierre Bordeaux. He can make you happy, he can make you cry. An old forgotten memory come alive. He can tell a story with a fiddle and a bow, and you can almost read the mind of Jacques-Pierre Bordeaux. He don't pull no hero, he don't cook no gumbo. He ain't seen the bio since he was 10 years old. But you can't find a Cajun in all of Louisiana that don't love the fiddling of Jacques-Pierre Bordeaux. Of all the pretty girls I've known in places that I've been, I'd rather be with Gigi down at Fontenot's again. Every time a Cajun song comes on the radio, I think about the fiddling of Jacques-Pierre Bordeaux. He don't pull no P-Row, he don't cook me no gumbo. He ain't seen the bio since he was 10 years old. Now you can't find a Cajun in all of Louisiana that don't love the Jacques-Pierre Bordeaux. He don't follow no hero, he don't cook no gumbo. He ain't seen that bio since he was 10 years old. Now you can't find a Cajun in all of Louisiana that don't love the fiddling of Jacques-Pierre Bordeaux. He don't follow no hero, he don't cook no gumbo. He ain't seen that bio since he was 10 years old. Now you can't find a Cajun in all of Louisiana that don't love.
There's one called The Fiddling of Jacques-Pierre Bordeaux. Another great Daryl McCall for you. I think they're going to announce the newest inductees into next year's Country Music Hall of Fame, I think next week, either next week or the following week, I'm not sure. And I'm keeping my fingers crossed for this gentleman. I know he's on the list. And there's a lot of great people on the list, and there's a lot of people that are not on the list that should be on the list. But I really think it's beyond time to induct Jerry Lee Lewis into the Country Music Hall of Fame while he still can enjoy it.
Morning's come.
Yeah.
And Lord, my mind is aching. Yes, it is. Sunshine standing quietly at my door. Just like the dawn, my heart is silently breaking. With my tears, it goes coming.
will. Lord, I've seen the pity that's in their eyes. They can never understand. It's her.
Wait a little while before you give her another chance. I think she's doing pretty good. There's Tammy Wynette.
Well, a man walked down by Galilee, so the holy book does say, and a great multitude was gathered there without a thing to eat for days. Up stepped a little boy with a basket. Please take this, Lord, he said. And with just 5 loaves and 2 little fishes, 5,000 had fish and bread. Who was it, everybody? Who was it, everybody? Who was it, everybody? It was Jesus Christ, our Lord. Pay close attention, little children. It's somebody you ought to know. Yeah, it's all about a man that walked on earth nearly 2,000 years ago. Well, he healed the sick and afflicted, and he raised them from the dead. Then they nailed him on an old rugged cross and put thorns on his head. Who was it, everybody? Who was it, everybody? Who was it, everybody? It was Jesus Christ, our Lord. Well, they took him down and they buried him. And after the third day, when they came to his tomb, well, they knew it was gone, 'cause a stone was rolled away. He's not here, for he is risen, the angel of the Lord then said. And when they saw him walking with his nail-scarred hands, they knew he came back from the dead. Who was it, everybody?
Everybody.
Who was it, everybody?
Everybody.
Who was it, everybody?
Everybody?
It was Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Miss Norma Jean for you, and I've got that old-time religion, and that is why I'm satisfied.
Well, I've got
what?
Everything's gonna be alright. Yeah, I've got a feeling everything's gonna be alright. I've got a feeling.
Moses to lead all his people out, but Pharaoh's heart was hard and he thought he'd give them the rout. So he chased them all down to the Red Sea shore. He thought he wouldn't have to worry about Moses anymore. But Moses stretched his rod out over the sea, and the Lord answered Moses with a little gentle breeze. I can see Moses now with a smile on his face, telling all the people with his gentle grace. named David went out to fight the giant, and everyone laughed at such a funny little sight. A little shepherd boy armed only with a sling, beside mighty Goliath seemed such a puny little thing. But David said, you'd come to me with spear and a sword, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. He put in a stone and he gave it a fling, and when it left his hand, David, he began to sing. The greatest story of them all. Jesus was a dying and hell had a ball. All the demons were rejoicing, they thought they had won the war, but soon they would not be laughing anymore. On that first Easter morning, and the sun woke up the earth, the caverns of the deep opened up as to give birth to a resurrected Savior with healing in his wings. And now the host of children rise and sing.
That's going to wrap it up for us. Our time is all gone. I want to thank you for being with us on the Hits Radio program tonight. We've got a big weekend coming up. Saturday at 2:30, we'll be in Lano at the Lano Country Opry for the Lantex Theater's tribute to Johnny Cash with Doug Allen Nash. And then that night, we'll be back here in Brady for the concert at the Palace Theater with Holly Tucker and Dave Henley. Looking forward to that very much on Saturday night. And then Sunday, all day long, I'm going to be emceeing the Bobby Flores Benefit Show, and that will be in Floresville, Texas. If you get a chance, come join us. I'm Tracy Pitcox. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry. And I cried a lot. I lost your love. Baby, thanks a lot. You told our friends as I was passing by that that you're not sorry that you made me cry. You said I deserved just what I got. Well, if that's how you feel, honey, thanks a lot. Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot. Oh, Pete Mitchell. Loretta, also I love to hear you sing, honey.
You wanted a fool and I played the part. Now all I've got is a broken heart. We loved a little, yeah, we laughed a lot. And you were gone, honey, thanks a lot.
Thanks, thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.